In an interview we ran a few weeks ago, Berkman fellow Justin Reich shared research suggesting that some educational technologies are used less effectively in poor schools than in wealthier schools. Producer Frances Harlow looked into how wikis are being used in one such school and shared this report with us, one in a new series we're trying out of follow-ups to topics reported on Radio Berkman. Let us know if you enjoy it. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter under Radio Berkman. And now the story.
Matt Dunn is leading a professional development workshop for the teachers and administrators at Thayer Academy. He's teaching them how to do something that, according to Berkman fellow Justin Reich's findings, is very, very rare. Maintaining a multimedia-rich, collaborative educational wiki.
I introduced this one year, and that they were going to do this journal, and one kid goes, "Is this like a blog?" I said, "Yeah, it's really just like a blog." I said, "Oh my god, I'm so psyched, I've always wanted to have a blog." And it's like, it was immediate.
So what's the limit in terms of how many files you can keep in Wikispaces? Do you have, like, years worth of...
I have a ton of stuff, and I haven't hit any limits. I don't know if there are any real limits. And what you can throw on it is, I mean, to me, that becomes the richness of it, in that you can embed just about anything. You can specialize it.
It should be noted that Thayer is not your typical high school. Located at the end of Boston's Red Line, its Braintree campus resembles one of those unbelievably tiny, elite liberal arts colleges snugly nestled in the middle of nowhere. And it costs about as much to attend, a little over $35,000 a year. But the software they're using, Wikispaces, is an open educational resource, meaning it's entirely free. And at least in theory, any teacher with access to the internet can implement it. The hope is that by making technology available for free, it will span the so-called digital divide. So even schools without 13 state-of-the-art computer labs can teach their students what Justin calls 21st century learning skills, like expert thinking, complex communication, and new media literacy. However, only 1-2% of educational wikis succeed by Justin's metric. And that statistic is the same for both schools serving low-income students and more affluent communities. So perhaps it's actually more important that Matt Dunn is not your typical stuffy history teacher, either. He exudes an uncommon warmth and enthusiasm. He's clearly as passionate about his teaching as he is his subject matter. And he's kind of a computer nerd.
I've always enjoyed the technology, and I've had, you know, when the first Macintosh came out, I had one junior year in college.
Unlike some of his colleagues.
My name is Norma Atkinson, and I am a history teacher at Thayer Academy. I have been teaching for, I'm counting quickly, I've been teaching for 50 years.
Norma will describe herself a little bit as a technophobe, and she thinks if she hits the wrong button that all the lights are going to go off in Boston.
Matt got a grant from Thayer's Professional Development Fund to attend a seminar on optimizing wikis for educational purposes. Full disclosure, the seminar was put on by Justin's company, EdTech Teacher. Matt was so enthralled that he spent the rest of the summer tinkering with Wikispaces. And then, once school started again, he proposed using it in a class that he co-teaches with Norma.
I felt very good about it because I know Matt so well, and I know how he operates, and I know how comfortable he finds all of this material. He has a great deal of fun with computers, and the more the challenge, the better he likes it. And he's extraordinarily patient. He will explain things 300 times if that's what's necessary, and never say, you know, I just explained that to you a minute ago.
So Matt and Norma started slow. Matt did all the setup and taught Norma the basics of how to log in, write comments, and change privacy settings. Then he posted their syllabus to the wiki. They had their students keep journals online. There, they were instructed to reflect on topics covered in class or suggest things that had been missed. Matt and Norma also had their students post questions for the next day's in-class discussion.
There were definitely elements of it that, you know, were duplicate efforts and were not clicking right, but, you know, some of the core elements happened, you know, right away. There was an honors level class that was involved in it first, and they were really enthusiastic about it, and they were really responsive to it. And I could tell from the year that we did it without a wiki, and then the year we did it with a wiki, it was a transformation. Really great kids, you know, good results, all those things, but the enthusiasm that was going on and the way the kids sort of lit up about all the things we were doing was on a different level.
That was 3 years ago. Now, Matt uses wikis for all of his classes.
Sometimes I think, I wonder if wikis are just the answer to everything. They can't possibly be, but every new problem comes at me, I'm like, well, you know, you could use a wiki and you could do that. They're so flexible and so useful that I gravitate there. But at essence, it's still about initiating conversations.
And this is why Matt calls himself a missionary for wikis. They provide a new space where students are encouraged to practice communicating their ideas and provide feedback for others. Even Norma, who describes her class as more teacher-centered, appreciates this combination.
Well, because I think they learn to share information more. And I just think this sense of collaboration, I think it makes them, once they've put down these questions and entered things in their journal, I think they're much more likely to participate orally. I think it gives them a comfort level that, you know, nobody read their journal and said, this is hogwash. I think they become better risk takers. You write something down that everybody can read. It takes guts.
To Matt and Norma, wikis aren't just a trendy tool. They also represent the future, for better or worse.
My office mates and I often talk about the fact that students don't seem to listen as well as they used to. And some of that's just a fact that you're getting to be an old crotchety old-timer and nothing's ever as good as it was. But part of it, we think, is true. And I think some of it comes through when you see some of the technology is that they're becoming such visual learners.
I think increasingly the kids are involved in a technological world in a way that's way different from when we grew up. And I think the more that we recognize that and build on it, the better off they are, that they end up with better guides of how to navigate the internet and navigate the technology if teachers are involved in that process.
And for the record, Norma is decidedly not crotchety. When asked why they've succeeded where the vast majority of others have failed, Norma gives all the credit to Matt's expertise. Matt, meanwhile, is humble, but offers some practical advice.
It helps either to be courageous or crazy or obsessed. I think some of the teachers look at me, they're like, he's the tech guy, he loves this, and I do, and I think that helps, but I don't think it's the only thing. I think being enthusiastic about it, being willing to be creative, being willing to sort of make mistakes and try new things and change it up if that's the direction it goes in. But also sort of, I don't know, having a good plan about what goes on in the classroom. The technology is complementing that and supplementing that. It's not replacing it. Like, the technology by itself I don't think would work, but the technology is a basis for encouraging good thinking, having kids use judgment and express themselves and share their own ideas. You know, those are things that good teachers want to have happen anyway. I've just found that the technology facilitates that.
I'm just on those coattails, riding through the wiki space.